Fan Matt Bevan is back with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. This morning we're keeping a close eye on Westminster because Prime Minister Theresa May's leadership is once again under threat. As we were hearing earlier this morning, senior government figure Andrea Leadsom has resigned over Theresa May's current plans for Brexit. The response from Tory MPs tells you a lot about what this means for Theresa May's future.
Well, I think it's quite clear that we're reaching the final stages of this administration, and sometimes the moment comes when it's over, and, you know, today it's quite clear that the hill is just too high for the hiker.
I'm not surprised. I think it would be very difficult to support the current position of the Prime Minister. My surprise is more of them haven't chosen to resign as well.
I think at this point the reality is that, certainly judging by the mood upstairs, the centre of the Conservative Party, that's relatively agnostic about the EU issue, I think has moved now. And I think the Prime Minister will know that. She must know.
This isn't just about changing, you know, the pilot. We need real change now.
It all sounds quite terminal for Theresa May, but then again, she has faced down threats like this before.
I was going to say, it's sounded terminal for a while now, really.
We'll watch that carefully. The other big story this morning is across the Atlantic, where the US President Donald Trump and the Democratic Party had a crack at finding some sort of middle ground they could work on. And it blew up spectacularly. The issue is the various investigations the Congress is currently pursuing into the White House and the President himself. The Congress has issued a number of subpoenas to the administration, demanding officials testify and produce documents. The Trump administration has attempted to block those subpoenas. That has led to a court battle, which is going badly for the President. Now two separate judges have ruled that the congressional subpoenas are legal. Additionally, the Democratic chair of the House Ways and Means Committee has asked the tax office in America, the IRS, for the president's tax return information. According to the Revenue Act of 1924, the chairman must be given the tax information of any American. But the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, is refusing to hand it over.
Our issue is we want to make sure that the IRS is not weaponized for any party. And as I said, we've been advised, based upon constitutional issues, that it is not legal for us to pursue it. And this has nothing to do with anything else.
Mnuchin says the American public don't need to see the president's tax returns because they elected him already knowing that he wasn't going to hand them over.
The American public knew that he wasn't releasing his tax returns prior for voting for him, and they made that decision. That to me is a personal decision of his and the American public. I have nothing to do with that.
Except Trump was promising, well into his presidency, in fact, that he was intending to show the public his tax returns, but couldn't because he was under audit, which doesn't make sense, but it was nevertheless what he said. The Democrats are currently weighing what to do. Some Congress members are openly talking about arresting the Treasury Secretary if he doesn't hand over the tax returns and locking him in the basement of the Capitol. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party leader, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, says this is part of a presidential cover-up.
In plain sight, in the public domain, this president is obstructing justice and he's engaged in a cover-up.
Pelosi accused Trump of a cover-up right before she and Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer went to the White House overnight to meet with Trump to talk about finding infrastructure projects they could all work together on. Pelosi and Schumer have described what happened when they arrived at the White House.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
He came into the room and said that I said that he was engaged in a cover-up and he couldn't possibly engage in a conversation on infrastructure as long as we are investigating him.
We went forward. We came here very seriously. The president asked in his letter last night, where would Democrats spend the money on infrastructure? I was prepared to give him a 35-page plan.
So I pray for him and I pray for the United States of America. It's really, he walked away. Whether he ever intended to honor what he said before remains to be seen.
So the president came in, said he couldn't work with the Democrats while they were investigating him, and stormed out to the Rose Garden. The meeting lasted less than 3 minutes. In the Rose Garden, a podium was waiting for the president with a sign attached to the front listing the cost and outcomes of the Mueller investigation. It said the Mueller investigation cost over $35 million and determined that there was no collusion and no obstruction of justice. Now, the Mueller investigation actually turned a profit because of all the assets seized from Paul Manafort and didn't determine that there was no obstruction of justice. Here's the president in the Rose Garden.
And I walked into the room and I told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure. I'd be really good at that. That's what I do. But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances. So get these phony investigations over with. But they want to make this a big deal. When they get everything done, I'm all set to let's get infrastructure, let's get drug prices down.
So the bottom line here, Fran, is that the president is saying that he will not legislate with the Congress. He will not work with the Congress on legislation while they're investigating him. The Congress is intending to investigate him for quite some time now. So that could cause a bit of a problem for the functioning of the US government.
A bit of gridlock.
Yeah.
Matt, thank you very much.
Yes, Fran.
Matt Bevan. It's 9 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.